Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Father, we are here once more. We have come to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. We've come to offer our sacrifice of praise as well. Father, we cannot thank you enough for the battles seen and unseen, for victories you won on our behalf. Lord, we want to say thank you. It's been 27 days of wonders, 27 days of beauty, 27 days of your mercy. Lord, we want to appreciate you. Accept our thanks, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us, I'm wondering what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. So if you are yeah, and you've been slacking in your devotion time, this is one opportunity to make up for it. It's not an excuse for us not to have a time dedicated to our Maker, but still, this is one platform that you need to just be on to be able to get insight into the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody know that it is time for a devotion. Let somebody be a partaker of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 27th day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful Monday, it's a beautiful new week, and I pray that the presence of the Lord will be with us throughout this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, the name above all names. The name above all names. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 1 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 1, all hail the power of Jesus' name. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 38 to chapter 40. Exodus from chapter 38 to chapter 40. Our memory verse today is taken from Philippians chapter 2 verse 9. Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, which says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Philippians 2 verse 9, wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. And our Bible reading for today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 32, from verse 17 to 20. Jeremiah chapter 32, from verse 17 to 20. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Jeremiah 32, from verse 17 to 20. From verse 17 it reads, our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. You show loving kindness to thousands and repay the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, you are great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open to all the ways of the sons of men, to give to everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. You have set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, to this day and in Israel, and among other men, and you have made yourself a name, as it is this day. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manna today reads, years ago, a young man was involved in a road accident in which everyone else died except him. He was taken to a hospital and was in coma for several days. While still in coma, he would occasionally regain consciousness and shout, "Jesus!" Then he would relapse. This kept reoccurring until he regained full consciousness. He recovered fully and he is still alive as I write this. No matter how helpless a situation is, when you call on the name of Jesus, everything turns around for good. The name of Jesus is enough to bring down any mountain. Philippians 2 verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. A young boy who was the son of a Muslim cleric gave his life to Christ. His father felt embarrassed that his son had converted to Christianity, and after many arguments and persuasions, it became clear that his son was unwilling to reverse his decision. Feeling frustrated, the father got his fellow clerics to produce a charm to attack his son. One day he called his son's name with a charm and expected from a son who hears his father's call. The boy answered. As he answered, the young boy looked up and saw a big rock coming towards him. Immediately he shouted, "Jesus!" and it disappeared. It was a spiritual attack, but it failed at the mention of the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is powerful and potent all by itself. This is why you must learn to use it in the face of impending danger. However, you should not call the name of Jesus in vain, or as a mere exclamation. Do not call the name of Jesus casually so you do not attract the wrath of the owner of the name. Even as a human being, you would not like it if people toy with your name. How much more the Most High God? Exodus 20 verse 7 says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Beloved, you will overcome whatever challenges you face if you call upon the name of Jesus. As the Bible says in Romans 10 verse 13, "Whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved." Today's Up in Heaven comes to the key point that says, the name of Jesus is not an ordinary name. It is filled with power. There's a song that says, the name of Jesus is greater and higher than all name. It is not an ordinary name. It's a name that's full of power and strength. As you call upon the name of Jesus today, may it respond in Jesus' name. May God come to you in his full power in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us this morning. If this open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which is free. You can download from Apple Store and Play Store. This will give you access to all of our entertaining gospel shows that we have aligned for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.